My MyTunes guest this week, Andy Scullard from the Mother Do. You may know him as Andy Scullard. I know him as One Shirt Andy. Morning, Andy.
How you doing, Chris?
I can't remember how that One Shirt thing came about. I think I saw you twice in the same shirt and it stuck.
That's the one, and I've still got it.
Oh, good man.
Working all,
good man. Good man. Yeah. Can you still fit into it, though?
Yeah, yes, I can.
Excellent.
Yeah. I think, you know, just a couple of deep breaths and we're there.
Yeah. All right, later in the week we're going to talk about the Mother Do, which you're heavily involved with and have been for a number of years, and you've got a special event coming up on Bank Holiday the 31st. But today I thought we'd start with where it all began, South London. You've got that bit of a twang about you, Andy.
Yeah, it's still with me, so yeah, wouldn't want to lose that, would I?
So where were you born, Andy?
I was born in Sydenham.
All right.
But spent most of my... We spent, I think, maybe a couple of years in my early time in Sydenham.
Yeah.
And then we moved along to the Croydon Road, kind of in between Annerley and South Norwood. So we were kind of in the Crystal Palace area.
Yeah.
I can remember,
Okay, better.
I remember seeing the towers up there on top of the hill.
Yeah, yeah. A bit east of me then, because I was born at Mayday Hospital in Croydon. And
oh, right, oh, yeah.
And I grew up on the London Road in Norbury, so...
Oh, right, oh, gosh, yeah, yes, absolutely. Right, blimey, I can remember going down to Thornton East Pond.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The little stall there where you get a cup of coffee and a burger or hot dog.
Yeah.
In those days, yeah.
Oh, we could talk about our years in Southwest London all week, but we better not because it might get boring. So Bromley Technical High School for Boys, that sounds a little bit, you certainly know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, it was a bit of a surprise, really. And I mean, it's still a bit of a blur how I actually managed to pass the 11 plus. and then it was a kind of choice in the areas that were served by the authority in those days. I could have gone to Beckenham Grammar, or Bromley Tech, and the details came through from Beckenham Grammar, which included doing things like Latin and stuff like that. So I thought, maybe that's a bit past me, you know. So we decided to go to Bromley Technical, which was actually out towards Keston.
Yeah.
So it was actually miles away from where I live.
Yeah.
And actually, I really didn't know anybody when I went there. So it actually wasn't my favourite part of my education.
However, you have a rock and roll story because
yes.
Bromley Technical High School for Boys was the same school that David Bowie went to, and your art teacher was who?
Peter Frampton's father.
No.
Who was also at the school. Yeah.
Really? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is what I call a rock and roll story. So did you and Peter Frampton used to hang around at playtimes?
Well, no, we didn't.
I'd give him a ring, you know. We'll find out what his number is. Give him a ring and say, "Yeah, Peter, it's Andy from school."
Yeah.
That would be great. We should get you on the show together. That would be fun. You've got some interesting music choices. Tell us about your first choice. Where do you want to go?
Well, we're going to go with Led Zeppelin.
Right.
And really, from the first album, yes, that takes me back lots of fond memories. So how many more times? And I think that's probably fairly apt as we get a bit older. You know, the title says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my
iTunes guest today, Andy Scullard from The More The Do. We spoke yesterday about your art teacher, Peter Frampton's dad, and you were at school with Peter Frampton, and he left school, what, 1966, you tell me?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually left school the Friday before my 15th birthday. I was legally allowed to leave. And they actually sent round an inspector and said, "We believe you're leaving a little bit early." but getting a job was terribly easy in those days, you know. So yeah. I phoned up for a job on Friday afternoon and they said, "How old are you?"
And I lied.
Funny enough. No, I said, I'll be 15 on Monday. They said, "That's all right, you can start on Monday."
So what did you end up doing then? What was your first job?
So actually, my first job was in Burton's the Tailors in Penge High Street.
It'll ride up with wear, sir. And do you want me to warm up the tape measure before I take your inside leg measurements, sir?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, absolutely. So I lasted there for a few weeks. Yeah. And then a friend of the family was starting up a local publishing company, having bought some titles from City Magazines in London. Mm. And I went to work there and helped to set up a little print shop and design studio, which was in the house at the end of my road. So that was really convenient.
Well, that's handy,
and
yeah.
That was fantastic. I absolutely adored it.
And in the evening, you're roadieing.
Yeah, in the evening, I had a good pal of mine, the late Malcolm Cullimore, who was fortunate enough to have a transit van.
Ooh.
We were very popular.
Indeed.
With, local bands and stuff like that phoning up.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes to an extended story of doing it slightly more seriously, but only at the evenings and weekends.
Mm.
And then we ended up having a permanent booking with a band and with via a management company.
Right.
And we used to go and do PAs for other bookings and things like that. So that was fantastic fun.
You get a very broad coverage of music as well. If you're working behind the scenes with loads of different bands and different acts, you've probably got quite a sort of a Catholic choice in music. Right up my back alley. Anyway, we'll come back to that a bit later on. So you moved out of London and you went to Kent and got involved doing what? Running pubs and roadieing and music and restoring old buildings?
Absolutely, yeah. I bought a house which was part of a country estate.
Yeah.
So it was a country estate cottage, which had all been sold off at the same time. And the guy who had bought the manor house sent his wife round to introduce or invite us all round the people who had bought, for a kind of get to know each other and have a drink and stuff like that. And the guy was very, very interested in restoring old buildings.
Mm.
And he said, "What do you do?" And I said, "I work in an art studio." Mm. And he said, "Well, if you ever get bored with that, you know, there's always a job coming and helping out restoring old buildings, which in fact is what I ended up doing.
Yeah, and eventually you turned up in the Isle of Man in 1980, and I want to get through that tomorrow and then talk about Mother Do and the rest of what you've done on the Isle of Man. So for today, give us your second choice in music. I'm going to love this one, I think.
Well, I think we're going to have The Who.
Jolly good. Jolly good.
And we travelled, Malcolm and I travelled many a mile from anywhere from locally Eel Pie Island to all over the place to go and see The Who play live.
Yeah, of course.
And one of my favourite tracks, Won't Get Fooled Again.
We'll be right back.
You're in the Isle of Man now, and you become a member of the Motherdo Motorcycle Club. How did that happen?
Oh, how it happened was that I was doing some work restoring an old building, and I was doing some joinery work, which one of the local lads in Kirkmichael used to do for me, and they got very busy with their works, and he said, can I introduce you to my dad? And his dad happened to be Mo Simpson,
right,
who was one of the founder members of the Motherdo.
Yeah.
And, you know, very swiftly we got talking about motorbikes.
A lot of people will have seen members of the club. A lot of people may have been to the events that you've organised over the years, and we're going to talk about one tomorrow specifically. But tell me, what's the ethos of the Motherdo? What's it all about? What's it for, and what are you trying to promote?
To start with, the idea was to start a custom bike show, club.
Yeah.
But then eventually it kind of turned into more, it's a social club for people who like building, riding motorbikes.
Okay.
And there's no more things hidden in the cupboard other than that. we all enjoy owning motorbikes, and, you know, some of us have shopped more than others.
Yeah.
Which includes that some of the girls have collections of motorbikes too.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. And it's over the years, it's expanded from there. We have meetings twice a month right throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then weather permitting, we have a ride out every week. Mm. And sometimes if the weather's a little bit depressing, you know, we do own cars and vans as well. So we still do meet up on a Sunday as well.
Would you call yourself fair weather bikers now then?
Not really. You know, we do go out in, you know, when it's less than ideal.
Good.
yeah. So there are some members who would prefer to leave their bikes in the garage, can quite accurately say, you know, never been used in the wet when they're reselling it.
Sure.
Certainly wouldn't be mine.
No, right. At this point, I just want to, if I can, do a personal nod for Bob Weston, who was a great guy, and we lost him earlier this year, and he was a member of the club, and such a lovely man, and he'll be sadly missed, I think.
He will be sadly missed by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Bob was the kind of Mr. Fix-It of the Motherdo.
Yes,
If you needed anything,
yeah,
Bob would find it or know somebody that could find it for you.
Yeah.
And when we were doing the original conversion of the J. Dunlop house,
yeah,
that's what Bob did. Spent every day,
yeah,
going round getting people to donate things. So he was a great guy, and, you know, we all miss him. The family will be, you know, distraught really without him.
Sure.
That's the kind of guy that he was.
Well, but, you know what? He's always got a smile on his face, and he already always had a joke or two to crack, and I know he's up there somewhere listening to this, and he's going to pay you back for this. You know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You'd expect nothing less.
He'd be waiting at the gate.
Exactly. Come on then, what's your track for today? What do you want to choose for the listeners to listen to?
Well, I thought we'd probably do a joint effort today.
Right.
So how about a bit of Eric Clapton?
Oh, you see,
I don't know.
Is this from the MTV Unplugged album?
Well, this could be from one of the Unplugged albums.
Ooh.
And I've seen Eric Clapton play many, many times.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of them, the acoustic set. So we're going to tie, you know, the Unplugged version of Old Love.
Lying in my bed, rounds through my head, and it's making me so angry to know that the flame still burns. Lord, why can't I get over? And when will I ever learn? Oh, love, leave me alone. Oh, love, just go on home. See your face, yeah, but I know it ain't real. Just an illusion caused by how I used to be. And it's making me so the flame will always burn. Flame will always burn. love. Oh, 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 love.
My guest on My Tunes has been all week, Andy Scullard from the Molyneux. Morning again, Andy.
Good morning to you, Chris.
Now, we were talking yesterday about the club and what it does and what its aims and, you know, just generally what you get up to. But you've got a very special event coming up on Bank Holiday Monday. That's the 31st. We've had a bit of a rough year with COVID-19 restrictions and the weather and bits and pieces the year. But was it last year? It was horribly wet on the day you wanted to run the bike show at Peel.
Well, I mean, the thing is that we've always had these situations of having bad weather, you know, and bad weather the day before, which has cancelled the races. And
yeah,
then,
and then they have the races on the same day.
We've kept our chin up, and we did say we had already put in all our legal applications in for the TT show when, of course, the nasty COVID came along.
Yeah.
And basically then everything was cancelled. And what we said was that we would keep things in play and that if we were allowed to by our government sponsors, who we thank very much,
of course,
that we would do another show just for the people on the Isle of Man.
And your government sponsors said yes.
Yep, and so we've carried on. The plan has always been in place. The difference slightly this year would be that we've tried to send out invites to lots and lots of clubs and associations that are related to bikes that maybe sometimes, you know, you don't touch base with. So we've kind of... like the drag racing club and the trials boys and things like that.
Good idea.
See if we can get them to come along for the show to showcase their organisation.
It's a great idea.
And if they haven't replied to me or heard from me, please do get in touch. You know, you can get in touch via the Facebook page, leave a message, or leave a message on my Facebook page. But we've got spaces, but there will be, you know, some interesting things at the show. One particular one is that Dan Neen's father, Richard, is bringing Dan's stock bike, which he won the Ulster Grand Prix on.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. That'll be lovely.
And I mean, he managed to win that race by a thousandth of a second.
Wow.
So there's going to be some good stuff there to see. And we're just hoping that, you know, there are many people who collect bikes on the Isle of Man, that they're going to bring them along for the day so that other people on the island can see them.
So this is a kind of a celebration of two-wheeled motorsport overall, which I think is a really good idea to, you know, extend the invitation to others to come down and have a look in it and also bring their own machinery with them as well. When does this start then, Andy?
We started the show idea as a one-off event for the centenary of the TT.
Right.
And we started the idea the year before when I had a conversation with the Minister of Fun.
David Cretney at the time,
So we had a conversation in 2006 and it had been suggested to me that we might do a show.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be really great. And people say after that, we can possibly just do one show. You know, we've been doing it ever since.
It's Bank Holiday Monday, and it's down the end of Peel Promenade by the old swimming pool.
That's right, yeah. Okay. And we'll be down there for people who are displaying, as it were, in the way of things other than bikes, so setting up their vendors' stalls, if they could be set up by 11 o'clock, and then entries into the bike show from 11 o'clock onwards. And entries, we'd like to usefully say that we finish taking entries at 2 o'clock to give us time to do the judging.
Yeah.
During which time we have Boneyard playing live, who's right. A fantastic local band.
Yeah.
Try and keep the, you know, take the people's minds off of their pride and joy so they don't chase us around when we're doing the...
Have I won a prize or not? Why haven't I won a prize?
Important thing to remember, it's free if you want to come down. Free for anybody who wants to come down and have a look. It's going to be a great day, and there's prizes for all sorts of different categories. You've got Best Chopper and, well, I don't know, you tell me, what else have you got?
Yeah, well, there are over 20 classes, right. But we've got... Our special guests this year are the VNCC.
Yep.
So to save any problems in that direction, we're going to give them 4 awards and they can choose who they go to themselves.
Okay, great.
But don't want to start an internal war.
No, handbags at dawn, you don't want any of that stuff.
Absolutely. But, you know, there will be so much to see. One of the other things that would be great for people who are keen on bikes is that the Andrus Racing Association are coming down and can give people an introduction into maybe seeing how good they are on the track. There's lots of clubs and stuff like that to come down and see, offering different things to look at in the biking or in the wheeled sport variety. So come along and have a look. And some of it is, you know, even for the younger ones.
All right. Andy, it's been good to talk to you this week. Thanks so much indeed for being on My Tunes. And well, you've got one last track you want to play, and it's one of your all-time favourites.
I would like to choose The Steeler.